What if the idea you're dismissing as ridiculous right now is actually the key to your most meaningful success? That nagging thought about starting a business, switching careers, or pursuing a creative passion, the one you've labeled too risky or impractical, might be the exact opportunity you'll regret missing decades from now. This isn't motivational fluff. It's a pattern observed across history's greatest achievements. Thomas Edison was called addled by his teachers. Walt Disney was fired for lacking imagination. Elvis was told to stick with truck driving. The Wright brothers were dismissed as foolish bicycle mechanics. Steve Jobs was ousted from his own company. What united these pioneers wasn't avoiding stupid ideas, it was strategically pursuing them. They understood something most people miss. Society's stupid is often innovation's birthplace. Some wisdom arrives through study. Other wisdom is forged in unimaginable pain. After losing his 21-year-old brother-in-law, Gavin, to a rare medical condition, then watching his infant son, also named Gavin, live just 76 days due to a congenital heart defect, a profound truth crystallized. We have no guarantee of tomorrow. Holding his dying child, making the impossible do not resuscitate decision, transformed everything. From this devastating crucible emerged Gavin's law: live to start, start to live. We postpone inspired ideas endlessly, waiting for perfect circumstances that never materialize. We need more credentials, more capital, more connections. We'll start when work settles down, when kids are grown, when we've saved enough, when we retire. But these perfect conditions are mirages. The language of maybe someday belongs to those who reach life's end wondering, what if? Here's the counterintuitive truth. Saving money for the future is wise, but saving dreams for the future is dangerous. The greatest risk isn't failure. It's dying with your music still inside you. The question isn't whether your idea seems foolish, it's whether you're brave enough to start anyway. When Jeff Bezos considered leaving Wall Street to start Amazon, he asked, "At 80, will I regret leaving Wall Street, or will I regret missing the internet's beginning?" This is the stupid equation. Future regret equals today's imperative. By projecting forward, we affect our future through present action. Consider Jace, who accidentally ran over a child's skateboard and handcrafted a replacement. Despite zero experience or capital, his excitement was undeniable. When offered manufacturing help, he applied the Bezos test and realized he'd regret not trying. Within a year, Jace Boards was shipping worldwide with Costco as a distributor. The TEM gap, insufficient time, education, or money, stops most people cold, but successful people refuse these excuses. Oprah rose from poverty. J.K. Rowling went from welfare to wealth. Steve Jobs built Apple from humble beginnings. Financial limitations can force resourcefulness through bootstrapping and creative partnerships. An IBM study of 1,500 CEOs identified creativity as the most crucial leadership quality, ranking above integrity and global thinking. Yet the TEM gap convinces us we're not ready, not qualified, not funded enough. The truth? You already have everything you need to start. What you lack, you'll discover along the way. Henry Ford's journey illustrates the stupid loop. His quadricycle was mocked as a noisy nuisance. His $5 a day wages, double the industry standard, were called economic suicide by Wall Street, yet doubled company profits by reducing turnover. But success became dangerous. Ford grew so attached to the Model T that he violently rejected innovation, literally kicking in the windshield of an improved prototype. This reveals the cycle. Innovative ideas appear stupid because they challenge convention, become smart as they prove successful, then become normal, where innovation dies. Kodak resisted digital photography. Blockbuster dismissed streaming. Meanwhile, GM revolutionized the industry with planned obsolescence and annual updates. While Ford offered any color as long as it's black, GM understood that people appreciate normal but crave new. To avoid obsolescence, embrace permanent beta, continuously improving through feedback with day one mentality, optimistic curiosity, and viewing failure as feedback rather than judgment. The moment you stop innovating, you begin marching toward irrelevance. Darren Rouse started blogging in 2002 while working three jobs, watching daily earnings climb from $6 to $48. Despite family skepticism, he became a full-time blogger by 2005, developing ProBlogger.net with over 4 million monthly visitors. Stupid ideas lack conventional roadmaps, making them overwhelming as big-picture goals. The solution? Break them into manageable projects with clear beginnings and endings. Instead of, "I want to start a blog," reframe it as "working on the blog project." Suddenly, it's concrete and achievable. Projects function as low-stakes experiments. Mark Zuckerberg's Facebook strategy includes daily code shipping and hackathons. Google's 20% time yielded Google Suggest and AdSense. But projects demand 100% commitment. Apple's 1984 Super Bowl commercial was initially rejected as the worst commercial they had ever seen. Jobs and Wozniak were so committed, they offered to pay the $800,000 airtime themselves. Without following through to completion, you'll forever wonder what could have been. The difference between dreamers and doers isn't the quality of ideas, it's the commitment to see projects through despite doubt, setbacks, and criticism. Surfer Andy Pierce nearly died when his femur was broken by his own surfboard, yet he returned to massive waves. Pretty much everyone out there feels scared. They just surf anyway. Our greatest threat isn't circumstances, but the fear we generate about them. High aspirations equal high fear, but overcoming that fear equals achieving those aspirations. The key is having a powerful why stronger than your fear. Pride traps us by making us fear looking stupid, feel entitled, blame others, and embrace scarcity mentality. Combat it by embracing vulnerability as innovation's birthplace, working hard with gratitude, taking responsibility, and celebrating others' success. Procrastination means consistently irrational decisions, promising tomorrow but never delivering. Procrastinators aren't lazy. They're often workaholics, filling days with busy work, addicted to immediacy over meaningful progress. Overcome it by setting time aside, eliminating unnecessary tasks, creating public accountability, planning with SMART goals, building in immediate rewards, and assigning painful consequences for missed deadlines. These three enemies, fear, pride, and procrastination, form a protective shell around potential, keeping dreams safely locked away where they can never fail, but also never succeed. Gandhi's transformation began with service organizing meetings, teaching English free, building authentic connections. He conquered his public speaking fear to serve others, becoming one of history's greatest orators. His consistent service built such trust that followers would rather die than break their word to Gandhi. The START principles — serve, thank, ask, receive, trust — seem simple, but transform lives when genuinely embraced. 12-year-old Craig Kielberger read about murdered child labor activist Iqbal Masih and took action, founding Free the Children, which built over 650 schools, educating 55,000 children daily. Authenticity drives meaningful success. Photographer Mike Colon abandoned engineering with 1 year remaining to pursue photography, leading to work with celebrities and major brands. As Oprah stated, "The secret is authenticity. The reason people fail is because they're pretending to be something they're not." Colon became first in his market to switch entirely to digital, despite industry resistance. Photographer Jonathan Canlis made the opposite choice, sticking exclusively with film when everyone went digital. Both succeeded by following authentic instincts over industry trends, proving authenticity isn't about what you do, but why you do it. When Chris and Susan Peterson struggled financially, Susan recycled aluminum window frames to fund her leather goods business. Starting on Etsy, she experimented until creating baby moccasins that caught parenting magazines' attention. A feature with Kourtney Kardashian launched Freshly Picked to household name status. Leverage means maximizing available resources to increase effectiveness. Modern technology enables unprecedented global influence. Within hours, you can launch a YouTube channel, publish on Amazon, or open an international marketplace. Mohamed Younas started with $27 and created a micro-lending system transforming countless lives. As Mother Teresa said, "We feel what we are doing is just a drop in the ocean, but that ocean would be less without that drop." Through interviewing hundreds in their later years, the pattern was clear. Their greatest regrets weren't failed ventures, but missed time with loved ones, risks not taken, passions not pursued. Your life matters. It begins with a tiny, stupid idea leading to something amazing, discovering yourself. What would you attempt knowing you might fail? Every major innovation started with someone willing to look foolish. Your stupid idea might transform not only your life, but others. Life is too short not to start something stupid.